Shalom to all! Today's off is Chol Nef Sama Ches. We're starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new parak, and today's off is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bats Miyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, this parak introduces a new discussion. Now, although the actual Mishnah with this halacha isn't until Ayin Daled Amud Aleph on the bottom, we still need to know it now. And that halacha says as follows: an animal that's shechted and an ubar, a fetus, is found inside, that ubar does not need to be shechted because it's considered part of the mother. And since the mother was matir through Shechita, the ubar is also mutter. Now, this is only as long as it hadn't come out before Shechita. However, as we're going to see now, if the ubar or part of it came out before Shechita, so the din is different. And now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Behemah Makasha Leilad, an animal is struggling during labor, it's having a difficult labor, and the ubar, the fetus, put out its yad, its front leg, Vehzira, and then it brought it back in, Mutter Bachila, it's mutter to eat, which means now that the mother is shechted, which they do often when the mother was having this difficult labor and they were afraid it was going to die, so they would shecht her before she died, so it is mutter. And we're going to have quite a discussion in the Gemara what the it is. However, now the Mishnah tells us, Haitzias Raishai, if it put its head out, even though it brought its head back in, it's like it's born already, and it's not matur through its mother's shechita. And what about the following? This was also briefly mentioned in the previous parak. If he reaches his hand inside the mother's stomach and cuts off part of the ober, so when the mother is shechted, that part is mutter, whereas if he cut off part of the mother animal's spleen or kidneys, so then it's usher to eat that even after shechita, and zaklal, this is the rule, some of it's part of the actual body of the mother, such as spleen or kidneys, so that's usher even after shechita, whereas she'ina gufa, if it's not part of her body, like the ubar, so mutter, then it's permitted. And right away, the Gemara tells us, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, ve'ever atzmai usher. That aver itself is usher, as we had said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the ubar stuck its leg out and then brought it back in, so mutter b'achila. What does that mean, mutter b'achila? That means that the ubar is still permitted to eat because of the mother's shechita, but that aver, which was stuck out, that leg, which it had first put out and then brought back in, that is usher to eat. And my time, why would that be? Because Damar Kra, the pasuk says, Basar basada treifa leisechelu. Meat in the field, it's treifa, don't eat it. Namely, kimishiyata basar chosel chitzasai, nasar. Once meat leaves its mechitza, it's asar. Now let's pause over here to explain because we're going to continue bringing up this drasha. We know that the simple understanding of the pasuk of a basar basada treifa leisechelu is don't eat meat that was torn apart by an animal in the field. However, here we're putting the comma in a different place and therefore we have a different drasha. It's understood as follows: ubasar basada, and meat that went out to the field, which means that really it has a mechitza, it has a certain design designated area where it's supposed to be, but it went out of that area, so treifa leisechelu. It's a treifa, it can't be eaten, and that's what happened to the leg of this animal. It went out of its mechitza. Its mechitza is its mother's body, it's supposed to be in its mother's womb, and then it put out its leg outside of the womb, outside the body of the mother, so that's outside of its mechitza, that has the din of treifa leisechelu. It's not to be eaten, which means now it has not been matered by its mother's shechita, and so that leg is asur to eat. And this is Shitas Rav throughout the entire Gemara. Later on, we're going to see a different opinion that argues with Rav, but right now we're holding with Rav's shechita. That again, that leg that was stuck out of the animal's body before Shechita, even though it was brought back in before Shechita, it's still usher to eat that leg. So we're going to ask on this. Tanan, the Mishnah itself had said, Behem Kasha Leilad, Behaitu Ubras Yadai Vechzira, Mutter Bachila. So my Lava Ever, when it says Mutter Bachila, does that mean that that limb itself is Mutter to eat? So it must be that Rav is wrong? Says the Gemara, that's not so. A Ubar, as referring to the Ubar, the baby animal, the fetus, that's still allowed to be eaten, that was mattered by its mother Shechita. Ask the Gemara, Ia Ubar, my Iriachzira. If it's really referring to the Ubar, so why does the Mishnah have to say, that it brought back its leg inside. Even if it didn't bring the leg back inside, who cares? Even if the leg remained outside the whole time, the Uber is still permitted because the Uber was inside the mother. The Gemara says, you're right. It would be the same exact din. Even if the leg was not brought back inside and it stayed outside the mother the whole time, still the Uber is permitted to eat. And the only reason why it uses the lashon of Echzira by the Aver, by the Yad, by the leg, is because since the Seifa, the next case the Mishnah has to tell us, that if it put its head outside, even if it brought its head back inside, it's like it's already born. So Tananami Resha Hechzira, that's why the Resha also says Hechzira. How are we continue asking on this? We say for my Kamash Malon. Fine. So what's the Seifa teaching us? The Kima the Yatsa Resha Havaleda, that once its head came out, it's already considered like it's born? That's not a Chedish because Tanina, we already learned that in a different Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah discusses a human Bechar, a firstborn, and we know that a firstborn male has a number of things that apply to him. The two things we're going to be discussing over here is that, first of all, he receives a double portion of his father's inheritance, and he's also considered the Kohen's until he's redeemed in a ceremony that's called Pidyon Haben. So what does the Mishnah tell us? Ezu Bechar L'Nachla V'Eino Bechar L'Kehanim. What's a Bechar, a firstborn male child? How could he be considered a Bechar L'Nachla, meaning he gets double inheritance, but he's not Bechar L'Kehanim. He doesn't require Pidyon Haben. That is, Haba Acher Nefalim, he comes after a Nefel, which means his mother gave birth to a non-developed child, he's non-viable, the child's not able to live, and that's Afal Pishiyatza Roshay Chai. Even if this Nefel, his head came out of the mother while he was alive, for all intents and purposes, he's not considered considered alive because he's a nafel, he's not going to be able to live, he's not viable. Oy ben tes, or it could be that he was fully developed, he went through 9-month full-term pregnancy, but shiatsu roshe mace, sadly the mother delivered him as a stillborn. In both these cases, the child that comes after him is considered b'char l'nachla, not b'char l'kayhanim. He's b'char l'nachla because he's the first viable child of his mother to get a double portion, but he's not considered b'char l'kayhanim because the pasuk says pete rechem, which translated officially means the first issue of the womb. And since something was already issued from this mother's womb, even though it wasn't a living child, the one that's born afterwards is still not a b'char l'kayhanim. Now, what do we learn from here? Taima de reshe meis. The reason why he's a b'char l'nachla, not b'char l'kayhanim, is because the mother delivered a stillborn child. Ha reshe chai, but that's mashma, that's a full term, 9-month pregnancy, and the head came out of the mother alive. That would tell us that a child who's born after him is not even considered a b'char l'nachla. And that's because, again, the key over here is that the head came out of the mother and the child was alive. So that's considered like a full birth. And v'chitim, if you want to say that ashmina ba'adam v'kamashmina behema, that we actually have to have two different mishnayos, one about people and one about animals, which is our mishnah. The adam behema lo yalef, you would think that we wouldn't be able to learn people from animals. Why is that? The in prazdar lo behema, because an animal doesn't have a prazdar. Prazdar is like a hallway or an antechamber. Namely, when a baby animal is born, it comes out right away. It's in full view of everyone. As opposed to a human, it goes into a prazdar first. The prazdar we're referring to is in between the thighs. When the baby comes out of the mother, it's not in full view of everyone because it's in between the mother's thighs. So you might think there's a difference between a human and an animal in this case, and therefore we would have to have two cases. And also, behem me'adam l'yalfa, you would also say that maybe we can't learn animal from person. Why is that? The chash of parts of panim didei, because the parts of panim, the face of a person, perhaps since that's the main feature and it's so distinctive, that just when the head comes out, it's already considered like it's born. But maybe by an animal, it's not considered like it's born. So maybe just from this mishnah b'chayrus that we quoted regarding a human baby, we can't necessarily learn anything to our mishnah. That's still not an issue, because in amitani note, we also have another limud that tells us very clearly, shilya shatsum k'tasa, the amniotic sac came out of an animal while it was birthing, even if it just came out partially, m'k'tasa, asura b'achila, that amniotic sac is not allowed to be eaten. And why is that? Because k'simin v'lad b'isha, kach simin v'lad b'behima. Just like this is a simin that there's a child and a woman, so too this is a simin that there's a child and an animal. Just like with a woman, when part of her amniotic sac comes out, we say that that's a simin v'lad, we know for sure that there's a child in there and that has many halachas that are relevant to it. Same thing by an animal, that when the amniotic sac comes out of the animal, we say that there's for sure a v'lad in there. And it's very possible that the part of the amniotic sac that came out was the head, even though it's not discernible, still we have a chashash that's the head. As we see very clearly from this, that human and animal birth are linked to each other and they're the same thing. And therefore, going back to our question, dafka, if you want to say the one says chazir in the beginning of the mishnah, that's dafka, and that's the key, that's what it's teaching us, that when it brought its hand back inside before shechita, it's motor b'achila, meaning the leg itself is motor b'achila, so tana seifa to resha. It makes sense that we would say chazir in the seifa because of the resha, even though chazir in the seifa is not necessary. But if you want to say that the chazir of the resha is not dafka, and the chazir of the seifa is not dafka, so why would we have to have these words chazir in the first place? Because if you want to say that when it says chazir in the resha, that's telling us that the ubar is motor b'achila, and that's obvious, we know that anyway, even without it being machzirit, and the chazir of the seifa is also not necessarily, so why does it say chazir? It's not necessary. So we're really just going back to the original question the Gemara started out with. So the Gemara says, loy, that's not so. La'olam a'ubar. Really, when it says chazir in the resha, and then it tells us the motor b'achila, it's teaching us that the ubar is motor b'achila. Why does that dafka tell us a chazir that it brought its leg back in? What's that teaching us? Chodam Rav Nachman Yitzchak. It's like Rav Nachman Yitzchak said in Amud Beis, loy nischa'el makam chetach. It's only necessary for the makam chetach. Hachanam said over here, loy nischa'el makam chetach. The chazir over here is specifically regarding the makam chetach. What does that mean? So this has to do with the aver itself. Since the aver had come out before the shechita, the aver itself is aser, as we're all in agreement about, and that means it has to be cut off from where it had come out. But what about the makam chetach, the place of the cut itself? Is that considered inside the animal or outside the animal? So that's where the nafkamina is, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. If it had brought its hand back in and it had retracted it before shechita, so that makam chetach, that place of the cut, is like the inside and it's mutter. But if not, if it had not retracted it before shechita, then that makam chetach is also aser, and that extra sliver would have to be cut off as well. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us in the Rishon by saying hechziru motor b'achila, then that makam chetach is motor b'achila if it had retracted its hand before its mother was shechted. We continue discussing this tashma wave of brisa, which greatly expands on the Mishnah. Pema m'kasha leled haitzi ubar es yaday, if he just stuck out its front leg vechziru and then brought it back in va'achar shachar es imay, and then afterwards he shechted the mother motor b'achila, it's motor b'achila shachar es imay va'achar chziru, if he had first shechted the mother and then it brought the hand back in aser b'achila, it's aser to eat. Another set of cases haitzi es yaday, if it put its front leg out v'chatocha, and then the person cut that leg off va'achar shachar es imay, and then he shechted the mother shebachutz tamei, this part of the leg which is outside is tamei, it's aver menachai, and aver menachai is the same din as nevela, and va'aser it's aser v'shebefnim, but the part of the fetus that's remaining inside tahar, that's tahar, it's not tamei at all, and umutter, it's permitted to eat. Now what about the following shachras imay va'achar chatcha? Let's say he shechted the mother and then he cut off the leg which was outside, so samachas on beis on top, abasar Magen Avela, all the meat over here is considered Magen Avela, touched Avela, because since the leg is considered Avela, and the fetus and the mother are touching that leg, so everything's considered like a touch Avela. Divrei Rav Meir, this Rav Meir's opinion, whereas Rav Chaim, they argue on the last case, and they say that no, Maga Trefa Shchuta, the meat of the mother and the fetus, is considered like a touched, a Trefa animal that was Shechted, and that has relevance in regards to Kachem. Now, bottom line is over here, Ketani Mia Resha, at any rate, we learned in the Resha this Braisa, Haitzi Uber Ziyadev Zira, Achashachar as Imai, Mater Bachila, that if the Uber put out its front leg, and then it brought it back in, and then the mother was Shechted, same case as the Mishnah, it's Mutter to eat. Now, my love, I Aver, isn't that referring to the Aver? The Aver itself is allowed to be eaten? Question on Rav, says the Gemara Loi, a Uber, it's referring to the Uber. Ask the Gemara same question we asked before, Ia Uber, if it's referring to the Uber, that the Uber is permitted to eat, Ema Seifa. Well, what about the Seifa this Braisa? Shechted as Imai, Achachaziroi, if he Shechted the mother, and then the fetus retracted its leg, Asr Bachila Tzal to be eaten. Now, the Uber, if you want to say they were talking about the Uber, Amai Asr, why would it be Asr to eat? The Uber was Matter through the Shechita of the mother. So, how could the Braisa say that it is Asr to eat if the it that we're talking about is the Uber? So, we answer the no, because Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's just like Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Loi Nitzchah El Makam Chetech, Hachanami Loi Nitzchah El Makam Chetech. Focus over here is that Makam Chetech, and that's all the Braisa is telling us. We continue asking, Any, is this really so? Okay, also Avim Bechuzai, when Avim came from Bechuzai, also Asim Asnisa Biyadeh, he came and brought the following Braisa with him. Now, the following was borrowed from a drasha on the next daf that states as follows. We have a pasuk that tells us, the pasuk is talking about having split hooves and chewing its cud, and such an animal is allowed to be eaten. Now, there's two main points over here. The pasuk starts out with the word v'chol behema, and it ends off with the words ba behema oisot techelu. So the drasha is behema ba behema, that if you find an animal inside an animal, it's allowed to be eaten, and that's his din that we mentioned at the beginning of the Gemara. We find the baby inside, so it's allowed to be eaten, and it's matered through the shechita of the mother. And then another drasha of the pasuk is that when it says mafres is parsa, and then it tells us a little bit later shtei parasais, that teaches us that sometimes a hoof of the animal is allowed to be eaten, and sometimes multiple hooves are allowed to be eaten. What does that mean? So that's what we're bringing in the Gemara right now. When the pasuk says parsa, what do we learn from here? Hechzir echel, that if I put out one of its hooves or legs and brought it back in before shechita, that's allowed to be eaten. And then when it says parasais, that also teaches me hechzir echel, that it brought hooves back in, meaning more than one leg was stuck out, it's allowed to be eaten. Now my love does not teach me hechzir parsa echel parsa, that if I put out its parsa and then brought it back in before shechita, that that's allowed to be eaten. That's clearly not like Rav, which tells us that we're not allowed to eat that leg which is put out, even though it was retracted and was brought back in before the shechita. So the Gemara Loi, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. Hechzir parsa echel uber, it's telling us that if the parsa was brought back in, then the uber is allowed to be eaten. That's like, what does that mean? Eat uber, if the uber is allowed to be eaten, then ma'iri hechzir. Why does the Braisa have to bother saying that he was machzir the parsa? If you lay hechzir nami, even if the parsa, the hoof, the leg wasn't brought back in, it doesn't make a difference. Of course, the uber is allowed to be eaten, as we said before. So why do we have to mention this? So the Gemara answer is no. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and this is the source of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We already mentioned this previously. Loi Nitzchah El Makam Chetech is all necessary for the place of cutting it off, which again meant that if it had retracted its leg before the shechita, so then only the part of the leg which was outside of the animal has to be cut off as not allowed to be eaten, but the actual place of the cut itself, where it was flush with the animal's body, that is still considered as inside and allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Well, Trei Krei Kanasiv Law. We have two psukim regarding the same thing. We have the word parsa and the word parasois. My lav chal aver v'chal makam chetech. Wouldn't that be saying that one of the psukim is for the aver itself and one of them is the makam chetech? So we still have a question on Rav. Says the Gemara, Loi, it's for a totally different drasha. Chal makam chetech. One is for his place of the cut, like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and v'chad, and the other one is for something else, l'kolot b'mei para, for a kolot in the stomach of a para. What does it mean, kolot? So an animal that does not have split hooves is called kolot, because kolot means gathered together or joined, connected. So it doesn't have split hooves. Its hooves are called kolot, and that's what it's referring to. V'alibit Rav Shimon according to Rav Shimon. What does this mean? Dom Rav Shimon says kolot ben para aser. A kolot ben para is aser. Namely, if a para, a regular cow, gave birth to an animal that doesn't have split hooves, so it's not like 100% cow. It's kind of like a cow, but not really, because it doesn't have split hooves. So that's aser. It's not allowed to be eaten. Now the drasha as follows: Hanimili hechdi asalav your oilam. That's only if it came out to the world, meaning it gave birth. Avol mei imai shari. But if after the mother was shechted, they opened it up and they found this funny creature inside of it that it kind of looks like a baby calf, but it doesn't have split hooves. So even Rav Shimon says that it's mutter, and that's what the other drasha of Purasos is telling us, specifically referring to Shitas Rav Shimon, that a kolot born to a cow is aser, but if it's still inside the cow, then it's mutter. Now this is all Shitas Rav. However, Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Ula says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ve'aver atzmai mutter. That aver, that limb of the fetus that was stuck outside of the animal, then retracted, brought back in before shechita, it's actually mutter to be eaten. However, Amalei Rav Yehuda Ula, Rav Yehuda asks Ula, v'Rav Shmuel Darmat Shavayu, aver atzmai aser. Rav Shmuel both say that the aver itself is aser. So Amalei Ula told Rav Yehuda, man yo'ev lon me'afer to Rav Shmuel, malin and einin, who would give us from the dust of Rav and Shmuel, and we would fill our eyes with it. In other words, if we could only be zaycha to take from the dust of the caver and put it in our eyes, that's how much covenant aracha he gives to them. Bottom line is though, Elihach Amar Rav Yechanan, this Rav Yechanan said, Hakol Hayu Bechal Basar Basade Treflai Sechelu. All things are included in this drasha of Basar Basade Treflai Sechelu, which we added on Amar Aleph. If something goes out of its mechitza, it's considered treifa and it's not allowed to be eaten. And what does that mean, all things? So it's not just referring to our discussion at hand, an ubar that's me'imai and it sticks its hand out and then brings it back in. There's many other things. For example, kachay kachim have to stay inside the Hazara, kachim kalim have to remain inside Yerushalayim, a few other things as well. So all those are included in this drasha, and we would assume that once they leave their mechitza, they're automatically usur, even if they went back into their mechitza. So if kachay kalim was brought outside Yerushalayim and then brought back inside, we would assume that it would be usur. However, the pasuk specifies specifically by a carbon chatos that if it leaves its mechitza and then it came back in, then it's asur. So what we learn from there, chatos, who the part rachman aba. It's only by chatos that the pasuk specifies specifically by chatos, if it goes out of its mechitza, even if it was brought back in, it's asur. Avol kol mili, all other things, kivin de hadar shari. Once they were brought back into their mechitza, even though they went out, since they were brought back in, they're mutter. And therefore, this leg of the animal, even though it did go out of its mechitza, it was put out of the womb, out of the mother, since it went back into its mechitza, so it's mutter. Now let's just clarify for a quick second what that means. Chatas par rachman aba. So this is talking about by Hakamas HaMishkan when there was many karbanos being brought. And it says over there that the chatas was burned and Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at Aaron. Why did you burn the chatas and not eat it? And part of his question to Aaron was, Hein lo huva esdam el kadosh penima, and the drasha from there is that the chatas didn't go out of its mechitza. So why did you burn it and not eat it? As we learn from there, the dafka by chatas, if it went out of its mechitza, went out from where it's allowed to be, so then even if it was brought back in, it's asur. But again, in regards to all other things, namely regarding the leg of the ubar that was stuck out and then brought back in, it's totally permitted. Again, that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. However, now the Gemara asks Meisvei, we have a brisa that says as follows: Basar Basada Treifa Loisei Chelu Matam Lemer. What are we learning from here? Why is the pasuk have to say Treifa? It could just say Basar Basada Loisei Chelu. Why use the word Treifa? And the answer is Lafishim Matzino Ma'aser Sheni Bikurim. Since we find specifically on Ma'aser Sheni Bikurim, Shafal Bishiyatz Chosam Chitzasim Chazru. Even if they were brought outside their mechitza, which is Yerushalayim, and they were brought back in, Mutar and their mutter, Yachal Avzakein. You might say that even with this, it's the same thing. That if the leg of the ubar was put outside its mother and brought back in, that it's not a problem because now it's back in its mechitza. Tamalemer treifa. That's what the pasuk emphasizes. Basar basada treifa loisechelu. It uses the word treifa, and that tells us that it's usher. So now we just clarify. My Talmuda, what's the limud? What does that mean? How do we learn that from here? Some rabbi explains. Ketreifa is just like a treifa animal. My treifa is just like a regular classic treifa animal. Kivin shenitrefa shovein loheter. Once it became a treifa, so it has no heter. There's no way to make it a non-treifa. I'm basar. So too this meat. Kivin shatzu chosam mitzasai. Once it left its mechitza, shovein loheter. It doesn't have a heter anymore. And this is a very clear brisa. Tiyufta de ula. So it's refutation to ula. Tiyufta, clear refutation. And now we discuss the brisa we just mentioned. Amar Mar, Lefisha Matsinu, Master Shani Bikurim. Since we found Master Shani Bikurim, that if they left their mechitza and they brought back in, they're mutter. So the question is, Hecha Matsinu, where do we find this? And the answer is, the pasuk tells us, you're not allowed to eat in your cities, meaning any city other than Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat your Master Dagon, all your different Maestres, and your Bikurim, and a whole bunch of other things that are also mentioned in the pasuk. Now, what do we learn from here? Bisharecha, Hudloy Seichel, Aval Yatsuchotam Mitsasa, Vachazru, Mutarin. That you're not allowed to eat these things in your cities. But if they were brought to Yerushalayim, even if they were then brought out, they were outside of the mechitza and then brought back in, they're permitted to be eaten. Now going back to our original discussion, up until now we have this machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding this Eivor Shiyatza, and then it went back in. Rav says Asur to eat the Eivor, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter. So we continue discussing this in a slightly different way. My Rav Masmachi and our story teach as follows. Rav Amar Rav says, Yesh Leida Le'Evarim, that there's something called Leida, a birth for Eivarim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, Ain Leida Le'Evarim, there's no Leida for Eivarim. Namely, Rav holds that when the limb goes out, it's considered like it was born. So that's it. Once it's born, and there's no such thing as being unborn. So even if it goes back into the animal, it's not permitted. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no leida for Eivarim. So if it goes back in, it's mutter. The question is, my benai, what's the difference between them? Now, this does not mean what's the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It means what's the difference between the lashon of my Rav of Eretz Yisrael versus the lashon of Bavel in Shitas Rav. What's the practical nafkamina between the original version that if the limb was retracted, it's aser versus yesh leida leivarim? The answer is ekei benai lemeiser miyot eiver shebifnim. The difference is, are we going to aser the little bit of a limb that remained inside? In other words, if the majority of the leg was placed outside and then retracted. So according to the second lashon that we just had, Marava, Eretz Yisrael's lashon, that yesh leidol eivarim, so it's considered like a full birth of the entire eiver, and even the part of the eiver that never went outside the animal is still usher, because the whole eiver was considered born. As opposed to our original lashon, they wouldn't say anything having to do with birth, so it's only the actual part of the eiver that left the animal, which is usher, but the miyot, the small part of the eiver that never actually left the animal, that is permitted, according to Rav. We continue discussing about who that's the following question. L'divra Omer, ein leidol eivarim. According to the Mad Omer, that there's no leida for eivarim. Let's say the ubar put out its front leg and then brought it back in. And then he put out another leg and then brought that back in. And then he did it a couple other limbs until it ended up being the majority of the animal ended up being outside and then more went back inside the mother. Maha, what's it over there? Mi amino do we say? The majority of the animal went out. As it was considered like the animal itself had a leida and now it's not mattered by its mother's shechita. Maybe since it went back in, it went back in. If you want to say that, you know what, since everything went went back inside, it went back inside. Well, what about the following? Let's say the uber stuck at its leg and he cut it off right there. And then it put out another leg and he cut that one off until he cut off the majority of it. But what's it doing over there? Do we say that the roiv already left? Maybe we need roiv all at once, and therefore, since roiv all at once didn't leave, so maybe the part that's remaining inside the animal is matred by its mother's shechita. So our answer is tashma, we have a raya. Sometimes I'm on top. What does our Mishnah say? Zaklal, this is the rule. Darush gufa aser, v'sheina gufa mutter. Anything that's part of the animal's body itself is aser, or anything that's not part of the animal's body itself is mutter. Now she'ain gufa lasui mai. What does the Mishnah mean when it says ain gufa? It's not part of the body. What's that coming to include? Lav lasui kai gavna. Is that coming to include this case that some of the animal is still inside the mother and had never left, and that's considered that it's ain gufa, and therefore it's permitted by its mother's shechita? Says the Gemara, not a raya. Haloi lasui called me para. It's coming to include this colored animal, this non-split hoved animal that's found inside the cow. And the chiddush over here is, like we said before, the avagav the arm of Shimon. Even though Reb Shimon said called ben para aser, that a called ben para is aser. Hani mili hechad yatzal avir oilam. That's only once it comes out to the world; it's already born. Avul me imai shari. But if it's in its mother's stomach, then it's still permitted. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching. So we don't have an answer to these questions we just mentioned. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with more discussions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.